one by one, book by book. It matters not who the wisest or most powerful being is. It matters not which prime minister or president calls an era his. It was always a game of make-believe. The liars were always performing for the naive. You and I know this is true, because our wealth never grew. And there is no simple fix, as the liars will always do their tricks. The only way, the one way that isn't just for display, is the most challenging way, which is also the noblest way. And eventually, it will keep the liars at bay. Humanity as a whole does not want to stand still. This is why it displays collective intelligence and the great force of will. But both must be correctly aligned. Otherwise, we will continue becoming more and more blind. Our collective intelligence is fueled by the intelligence of all the people of Earth. Once aligned together, we will witness a rebirth, a true renaissance of wisdom, science, and politics. There will be no room for liars and their tricks. This collective intelligence will help humanity to align its will. We will stop going round and round around a hill and aim together for the highest of achievements and aims, and we will put an end to liars and their games. We must now let go of our country, borders, and state, as it can only become the source of more blind hate. We must now let go of all beliefs that tear us apart and start using our collective heart. We have to stop pretending that schools are enough and take to a fine self-education, no matter how tough. We must begin reading all the books worth our while and take to trails and adventures that are sure to bring a smile. We are one family. And our divisions are imaginary. We need to all come together by means of books at our collective library. We must focus on our collective intelligence and its increase. We are one family, and the future generations deserve prosperity, wisdom, and peace.